possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
...97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
You know, I think it was kind of fun to hear this guy emerge again because the meeting was in his home state's capital. Is that what is the capital of Minnesota? See, now I'm questioning myself. In the biggest city. It's St. Paul, isn't it?
I don't
know. Kind of the same as Minneapolis, but here's Tim Walz.
Think of how easy it would be to be a damn Republican. Oh, what should I wear today? This stupid freaking red hat. What should I say today? I don't know. Just make sure it's cruel.
That's all he does is do a clown show. Can you even imagine if he was vice president right now?
Good grief.
I know.
We wouldn't wake up every day to a bunch of on TV and a bunch of nonsense. We would wake up to an adult with compassion and dignity and vision and leadership doing the work. Not a man child crying about whatever's wrong with him. May his fat ankles find something today.
I guess that's what Democrats are clamoring for right now. Here's a bunch of the mayors that were at that meeting.
Makes me feel like our city is actually a test case for what happens when the federal government moves in and takes the authority away from the state or away from local government.
Stop attacking our cities to hide your administration's failures.
Yeah. I think that was Michelle Wu, the one who isn't that her name? She's the Boston mayor. She's the chief of the resistance. Some of those cuts were not from that meeting in Minneapolis. But Cassie Smedley is with us. She is the VP of Coin, which is the first credit card for conservatives, but a former RNC press secretary and one of our favorite pundits here on 97.1 FM Talk. Hi, Cassie. How are you?
Oh, hi, Mark. You are too kind, but always good to be with you.
Are you celebrating with your Kansas City roots the engagement today?
To be clear, I'm a Chiefs fan first, but I've had to mute my social media because every account is sharing the engagement. And it is very exciting. We're all very excited for Travis and Taylor. I hope the Chiefs go to the Super Bowl and Taylor is the halftime show. And it'll just be the full Hallmark story complete.
Yes, but I understand your point about social media, because once this thing started this morning, it just took off in very uncomfortable ways. Let's talk about Democrats and what they're doing right now. Here's Ken Martin, who is the chair.
I'm sick and tired of this Democratic Party bringing a pencil to a knife fight.
We're not going to have a hand tied behind our back anymore. Let's grow a damn spine and get in this fight.
You know, Cassie, if you look at some of the issues, and this, I would say even the flag burning issue, and I'm not a big fan of what this executive order might do. I'm going to find out a little bit more about it with Ilya Shapiro after the top of the hour. But look, it's a popular issue, even with Democrats, to say it should be a crime to burn the flag. But every time we have more polling, or, you know, the New York Times last week did a really good job of breaking down some of the voter registration numbers, the Democrats versus Republicans in many states. states across the country. Now, in my state, in Missouri, you don't have to declare whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. But in 30 states, you do. And I'm sure you saw that story last week. Shane Goldmacher was one of the reporters at the New York Times. Those were staggering numbers for Democrats. So whereas there might be a conventional wisdom to say, okay, we're going to beat up on Trump, anti-Trump, anti-Trump, heading into 26 in the midterms, some of the other things that are kind of happening around Democrats don't really favor that particular scenario, do they?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And Mark, when I was at the RNC, it was inverse. Republicans have long been trying to figure out how to close the gap or overcome the voter deficit gap. And we did that, and we did that with Donald Trump as the likely candidate, the candidate. So if I'm a Democrat, I'm saying, gosh, how did we fall behind in the last 8 years? And what have we been doing in the last 8 years that has caused millions of Americans to flee our party? Perhaps we should do something different. But instead, they're doing the same old, and I love the Tim Walz Montauk. Yeah. Like, please keep playing that, because they are rudderless, they're leaderless. But the other thing they're doing, and I tend to agree with you on the flag burning, you know, we'll let the courts figure that out. But what President Trump has done so well in really the last couple of weeks, honestly, is picked up on these issues that and goaded the Democrats into doing exactly what you assumed they were doing, which is taking the side of criminals in D.C. and an anti-police side. Now you've got them praising and applauding flag burners. We, of course, have them championing illegal immigrants, illegal criminal immigrants. And they just did that again today with Omar Garcia Brega. I'm sure I'm saying that wrong. But the Maryland man, quote unquote.
The Maryland father, Cassie. The Maryland father. Just make sure you get that right. Yes, exactly.
The Maryland father, of course. Yeah, we forget about the wife beater part. But okay, Maryland father. But that's what I think he and Republicans more broadly are doing pretty well, is reminding people, showing people who today, what today's Democrat Party is and why millions of them have fled it. And Democrats just cannot figure that out. All they would have to do is very simply say, take, for example, D.C. You know, Mark, this is the 1 year anniversary this weekend of my family and I moving from D.C. I lived there for 15 years, of course, came from Kansas City, and then we just moved out to Virginia. And a big reason why was because I had two small kids and the gunshots were just literally getting too close to home. Was tired of the group text saying, hey, I just heard the gunshots, or I just got the police alert. Everybody okay? That's the daily life for people who live in D.C. in so-called desirable neighborhoods. And all it would take is for a Democrat to say, we don't accept this crime. We know things need to get better. We just don't want the federal government getting involved. Like, let's rehab our policies locally, which, of course, the D.C. City Council would never do. But they don't have to go that far, is my point. There's things they can say that reasonable thinking people would say, okay, I appreciate that. Instead, they go off and defend the criminals.
Yeah, they do it here. I mean, I don't think there's a better example, and President Trump points this out, of Brandon Johnson in Chicago. What's fascinating to me about mm-hmm. Chicago is there were so many times last year in particular, and I don't think much of the legacy media picked up on this because Fox was doing this reporting on the immigration crisis. Bill Malusian was down at the border. But I mean, we played audio from meetings that took place in neighborhoods in Chicago where African-American residents, legal residents, mm-hmm. who were taxpayers, were just livid about the resources that the migrants who were here illegally were getting and being, you know, prioritized over them. Again, that was not something that's the type of story that should have been leading some of the national newscasts. Mm-hmm. But it was sort of put into this category of, oh, yeah, the conservative media wants to cover this, or Fox wants to cover this. Same thing with crime and how Brandon Johnson gets away with minimizing what the people in his city and what visitors, you know, I'm from the suburbs mm-hmm. of Chicago originally. I think the city of Chicago is an amazing place, but I've heard time and time again from people who have visited that it's not the same place. And that's sad. And, you know, St. Louis on a much smaller scale because of the population difference. Same thing's happening here. And we still have members of our Board of Aldermen who are defund the police and they want social workers mm-hmm. to come in and they don't want to prioritize public safety. Meantime, the people in North St. Louis and North St. Louis County and African-American neighborhoods, they've had it. They're done with it. And the Democrats just haven't learned their lessons. So to a certain extent, maybe an advantage for Republicans. But I don't know why out of all the issues out there, they can't understand people's, you know, position on, hey, we should have less crime and more police. It's pretty basic.
Right. Right. And again, looking into that and seeing, you just highlighted several examples of people that I think would call themselves Democrat. They're probably not that political, actually, but they would say, oh, I vote Democrat, or I grew up in a Democrat house, who are saying, please acknowledge what we're going through. And with Democrats, whether it be on crime, immigration, the economy, which of course we saw last November, people are telling you what they're feeling and what their day-to-day life is like, and that I don't feel safe in my neighborhood, or I can't afford my groceries. And the Democrats are saying, no, no, you know, it's the old Bill Clinton attitude. You're going to believe me or your lying eyes. And that's what's gotten them into so much trouble electorally. And Republicans, for their part, have to have the right policy prescriptions to empower people to be able to get a good job, that they can afford to, you know, pay their bills and live in a safe community. All of that stuff has to be the counter to all of this. And I think Republicans are doing a good job of that. Certainly President Trump helps with the way he talks about all of these things and the actions on that. But Democrats are not that far off. It just seems that they keep picking the 20% side of these 80-20
time and time
issues.
And time again. Look, I'm going to be very fascinated. When you and I speak a year from now, I should make even a note about this, and we'll see what we're going to talk about heading into the midterms. Now, look, if the economy turns south, then that's the talking point, right? Mm-hmm. The Democrats will have that. They'll use that to their advantage. But when you look at anything else that's on the table right now, and by the way, there was a lot of those talking points in the spring, and now look at the stock market, the inflation numbers, mm-hmm. the Fed's going to reduce, you know, interest rates. I think Jay Powell is going to do that next month. So if they have the economy, if we're looking like we're heading into a recession, well, that will be the number one talking point. But outside of that, let's take that just temporarily out of the mix and assume that we're rocking and rolling with the economy, which I think at this point, economists are not expecting a big downturn. What else do they have? I mean, literally, what else do they have outside of Orange Man bad? That's what they have,
right?
Time and time and time again. I'm sure you noticed that there's this group out there. It's a left-wing, they describe it as a center left-wing think tank called Third Way, which has circulated a list of 45 words and phrases they want Democrats to avoid using, mainly because real people don't speak this way. So things like triggering, microaggression, systems of oppression. I mean, there's a whole list here that we're familiar with because we mock this
Latinx.
On a regular. Yeah,
yes,
Latinx, yes. Or Latinx. That's one of my favorites because even Hispanic people hate that one. But, you know, they love the identity politics. They love it. They love criminals. So I don't know how, and I've pointed this out, and I say this because we have a lot of folks here from...
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
St. Louis and Missouri, who are Democrats, who aren't crazy, you know, and they agree with a lot of this stuff, mm-hmm. and they're pro-police. But it does seem like the national narrative keeps coming back to the AOCs. And just to have Tim Walz back in the news, that's the gift that keeps on giving, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And Kamala going on her loser book tour. Please take all of that live.
Yes.
It's important that people hear that word salad every single day and remember the Democrats have not learned their lesson. This woman was that close and they all went in on her. And then, of course, she lost and they haven't learned their lesson. And now they trot out Tim Walz and they do all these crazy things. And yes, I'll take your point on 1 year from now, see if they've learned their lesson. But remember, speaking of Tim Walz, when they tried to convince us that J.D. Vance was weird, and everybody yes, was like, but yes. You're kind of weird. You know, it's, and they're the ones using all of these weird turns of phrases, which at a minimum, so people are like, just be normal. And that's what
they can't
last
do it,
November's
though.
Election
yeah.
was about.
They
no,
cannot do
but
it.
But it was the normies coming out to say, this is normal. This isn't. It is normal to be upset that there are boys in my daughter's locker room. It is normal to be upset that illegal immigrants are coming into our community and crime has ticked up. And if you can't acknowledge that, then you're never going to win people back. And I do think that, again, all of these things that we're talking about today, as much as it's the economy, but if Democrats can't find a way to say, we have a policy prescription, we have a point of view, and it's not just, to your point, orange man bad. It can't be, we're just against everything that he's for. Then Republicans will have a very good midterm election, despite the historical trend that says they shouldn't. You know, the party who controls the White House should have a bad midterm. But I just feel like we are on track to break that trend because the Democrats are so uniquely in disarray. We always say Dems are in disarray, but like they're really in disarray right now, and they just kind of can't figure it out.
It's hard for me to you know, predict or to assume that they're going to turn things around in a year and all this is going to change. Now, again, you know, the economy could have a big impact. Here's one thing, though, and you have to have a unique perspective after being, you know, a spokesperson for the RNC. There was very few points yesterday and even this morning where you could turn on Fox, and I'm not sure how CNN covers this, where you could turn it on and not hear President Trump talking about a variety of issues. He's doing something in the morning. Then he's got the South Korean president. Then he's answering questions with him sitting next to him. Then later in the day, there was another one. I even had to say this on the air yesterday. I look up at like 4 o'clock and I asked my producer, I said, is that live again? Because Trump was up there giving so much access. And you think about the amount of times that Biden tried to spit out words over the past few years. So the accessibility issue is real. He is getting, you know, a lot of attention because of that. And I think that the frustrating part for Democrats is that he's so good at retail politics, they can't seem to turn the messaging around. Even when they try, one of my favorite moments last week, they thought they had this moment where this innocent, you know, migrant who is just working to make himself a better person in this country was taken into custody by the mean ICE guys. Problem is, oh yeah, he's a child molester, so we can't root for him. Mm-hmm. And darn it, we almost had our person, but we can't because that migrant who's here illegally and has been shipped out 3 times also has a felony charge against him for abusing someone under the age of 13. So they keep trying, but they can't find their poster boy, can they?
You mean they're not just rounding up people aimlessly on the street? There's actually some method to who they're pulling over in D.C. There's some policing happens, some police work
crazy
happens.
Talk, right?
Crazy talk. But I think you're right about Trump. And just to put a button on this, and I had that same reaction yesterday of, is this live? This is, I think he had 3, if not 4 polls into the Oval Office yesterday.
Yes.
And there's so much about regular Americans going about our lives. And even I fall into this category these days because you're right. I'm not at the RNC anymore. I'm not like following every single tweet that we're saying, is he working? Oh, he's working. Every time I look up, he's doing something. So that's good. I feel good about that versus the absentee president of Biden and all of these Democrats who just mindlessly, they were ready to mindlessly follow him back in for a second term. Or and then they dropped him on his head. No big deal. And brought in Kamala. No big deal. Just ordained her. That's the other thing, too, that they're just they're like fill in the blank so that
yeah, it's all TDS, though. It's very TDS, you know, formulated. And that's why it does not bear much weight with me when I hear the complaints. Cassie Smedley, always great to have you on. I really appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
Hey, thanks, Mark.
All right, take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.